Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle. And tonight, we are going to talk about how to express your thoughts clearly in English. But before that, Usis Belle, would you like to record in Zoom?
Yeah. Let's. How do we do this? No, I can't. Because we need us three, right? To be there.
Yes. Okay. Next time. Maybe next time. We forgot. Yes. Sorry.
No to self. Never. Don't mind us.
So again, our topic for tonight is all about how to express your thoughts clearly with our special guest. Okay, we are Connie and Belle, and we are freelancing moms, and we help. But tonight, I will not share that long tagline. But tonight is all about the expert interviews because we have a special guest. So we are service-based entrepreneurs, and we help Christian. Actually, to put it simply, we help personal development course creators with their digital marketing needs. So there, if you want to know more about freelancing at the same time that serving our clients online with our digital marketing services, make sure that you subscribe and click the bell to get notifications once we go live. But before we start, let's have an opening prayer. Sis Belle, can you do the honor?
Yes. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoing we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their businesses.
We also lift up to you, Connie and I, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. So if you are watching us, please do say hello in the comment section. And of course, don't forget to hit that thumbs up or like button. Again, before I forget, there are so many before. Sorry about that. If you're interested on how to start your VA business, make sure to check my book at conniezabala.com/VA book. So there to get to know more about this book. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones. There. Okay, Sis Belle, go ahead.
And before. Okay. I think a lot of people will be really interested with our topic for tonight because this is one thing that most freelancers struggle, I guess. So let's keep this short and sweet. So our special guest for tonight helps Filipino students and freelancers become better at speaking English without judgment or ridicule. That's a worthy cause, right? So without further ado, here's Mr. Darius Mark Zabala.
Woohoo!
Good evening, everyone.
I'm looking for the clap. Hold on.
The sound effect. Yes.
Okay, there. All right, okay. I'm good. Good evening.
Nice to have you here, bro.
Thank you for saying yes. Before we should, you know, look for another term aside from before the word, you know. I keep on saying before. Darius, can you share with us your story? How did you end up in the freelancing world?
Hi, everyone. So, again, my name is Darius, and I ended up in the freelancing world, I think, since 2019. So, before that, I was a call center agent in Metro Manila. I'm an undergrad, so I didn't finish my college degree, which is BS Development Communication. So you can tell that I'm really into communication because back in high school, my dream was to replace the news anchor of our local TV news station. And that's why I took BS Development Communication and then also decided to major in development journalism. But then I ended up not finishing it because I already applied for a call center job. And it was supposed to be a summer job. But then when I started earning money, I think it became a shiny object that, hey, I can already work. I don't need to go to school anymore. So I think that's the time that it started. So, and then until I became a community organizer, and then I went back here in the province, worked with an NGO. And then after working with an NGO, I decided to do ESL or online English teaching. So I applied in a company that teaches business professionals in Japan to teach them how to speak in English with business people, something like that. And then until I got targeted, I think, by an ad. So it's all about virtual assistant or freelancing work from home opportunity. And then I enrolled in that course, and then I took the course, and then I got into, because of that course, I got into content writing and then social media moderation. And then after that, I encountered this guy, John Pagulay. Then I joined the tribe. So from there, so since being a content writer and then social media moderator, and then right now I'm already doing email copywriting for coaches and authors as well. And yeah, I think that's my story in a nutshell. Or
amazing how everything that you've mentioned is related to communication and, you know, from the time that you're studying up to the present.
I guess this is definitely where I'm meant to be, I think.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
And you'll know more about Darius' project later on. Watch for it. Stay with us. So what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of running your own freelancing business?
I think the main advantage is that you don't have to commute just to get to work, and you don't need to wear fancy clothes all the time. Just a polo shirt or a shirt will do. And also, since I'm also working with clients online, it's all online. Sometimes, since I would say communication can be a double-edged sword, so it can be a disadvantage as well. Because there are times that there can be miscommunication. So I think that's a disadvantage as well. So it's also good because since the pandemic came, there's been a whole lot of people doing freelancing or doing business online. And it's also a great opportunity to meet other people with the same mindset, and also doing business online. I think it's something that's the trend that we're going into these times. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, so I already assumed that you won't be coming back to the corporate anytime soon.
Yes, I think. And since I didn't graduate,
I never
meant to be in the corporate. And actually, my mom convinced me before to, why didn't you finish your college degree? You could have been in the government working now. But I think I always wanted to do something on my own and build something on my own.
Yeah, yes, that is true. And again, you will find out what he wants to do. What were your struggles when you were starting, and how did you overcome it?
So I think the challenging part is, since we're doing business online, it can be alone. Before going online, I was used to going in the office, interacting with people, and then it can also it's like I needed to adjust myself to meeting people online. And the way I overcome it is that I joined communities like the tribe, and then the accountability calls really help when it comes to overcoming this challenge of the feeling of being alone. And it's actually helped me as well to be more open when it comes to accountability calls and also joining communities online. So I know that it cannot replace the personal meetings, the in-person meetings. And I'm looking forward to the day that I can also go back to doing personal meetings and also chat with people and learn from them.
Yes. But what would be your biggest blessing since you started in the freelancing?
Biggest blessing. I think it's I think that on top of my head, it's being here at home with my parents and just not being the freedom of not doing commute anymore. And also, yeah, I think that's the biggest blessing that I've received. It's also meeting people like you and the coaches and mentors that I have. So
yes. A lot of people have this idea that we're not connected to the outside world, but on the contrary, we met a lot of people when we went freelancing.
Yes, 100%. By the way, our topic is all about communicating. So please feel free to ask your questions in the comment section. So since you are you still in content writing up to now? Or email writing, right?
Yes, email. And I also do content for my own profile. But it's I'm doing short videos.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing those videos. Next question is, do you qualify your clients first?
Actually, there are times that I do qualify my clients. I want to make sure that they have the assets that I can work with so that I can deliver the results that they want for their business. And qualifying your clients is now definitely a must, because if your clients are not qualified, then it may end up in frustration and disappointment on both sides, because when you're not able to deliver the results that you promised, and you did that because you accepted a client that's not qualified in the first place, then it can definitely lead to disappointment.
I have a follow-up question. Can you share what is the asset? What do you mean by assets?
Oh, yeah. So for, since I'm doing copywriting and email, so right now I'm doing copy for website and then emails and sometimes even social media. So I'm the main offer is on email. So the asset that I require, of course, is they need to have an email list and an email service provider that I can use to send in the emails and also do the automations for them.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, another asset is that they need to have an offer that's already been validated by their market.
Good. Qualifiers.
Yes. I think I need to have another follow-up. Why do we need those assets? Sorry.
It will be a challenge, maybe. I'm just guessing here.
Yes. So, I think we need those assets in order for us to deliver that service and that result that we want. So, for example, they want new leads for example, they want to launch. Because I had I talked with a coach before, and then she wanted to launch a program, but then she didn't have an email list. So I talked to her and then suggested that we need to start building your audience first before you can launch the course. And we can also do it at the same time. So while you're building your audience, you're also preparing for the launch. And she agreed. And that's one of the projects that we'll be working on.
Okay, I'll move forward with the next question. So since, again, this is Freelancing with Faith, let's talk about faith. So how has your faith impacted your business?
I think it's because I'm, it's all about, the Christian faith is all about service and love and trust. So, and I'm actually quite surprised when I talk to clients and then I found out that they're also Christians and they're also believers. And this is actually something that I'm not qualifying, but then I just found out that they're actually Christians as well. So I'm actually happy, and it's been a roller coaster, because there are also times that I struggle with my faith, and I think it's just depending on God and entrusting your business to Him, because we're all in this earth to trust and love God and to do all these things for His glory.
Yes, agree.
Yeah. So during those trials and struggles, do you have any favorite or anchor Bible verse?
Yes. My favorite Bible verse is this one. It's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. It's, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." So I love this verse because I was always I'm always the youngest one before in the groups that I'm in, but now that I'm beginning to age, and sometimes I'm one of the older ones, but then it's also reminding me that age is just something that it's just there. It's it's nature. It's human nature to age, and then it's all about setting an example and living a life that's bringing glory to God. And it's something that we work on every day and every part of our life.
So now you're the kuya. They are looking at.
I actually thought of a silly follow-up question. Since you've aged, do you think that Bible verse still applies? don't answer that. I'm just kidding. Anyway, do you, I think this is the last question about faith. Do you think God always finds a way to guide you in your business?
Yes, definitely. Also with the, this one, this is very evident in the coaching program that I enrolled in, I joined in. So one of the coaches that I followed or subscribed to is Coach Carlo De Leon. And I think he's one of those people that I look up to in the business. And his advice is, because he's called the Real Talk King, or the KDL. So whenever, I think it's God's way of giving me wisdom through him. So I think yes.
Yeah, so to follow that statement, Carlo De Leon, or known as KDL in our network, we actually interviewed him. So feel free to check. Yes, we did. Feel free to, maybe I'll add the link later, but right now it's not included in the description. But we will add it later, our interview with Coach, with KDL. With KDL. He doesn't want to be called Coach, so KDL. So there. But we talk about breakthroughs, yes, during that time. That
and mindsets.
That we interviewed him. So check that out later, not now, okay? If you are going, if you are to look back, since you already said that you quite age already, so if you are to look back to your younger self, what, when you're just learning about this, you know, VA, freelancing industry, what would you say to him?
If you were to look back, I think I would say to my younger self, that you need to start finding people who are doing what you want to do and ask them for advice. And you're not alone in this journey. You don't have to be alone, because that's since my younger self believed that since I'm the only son, and then I got used to being alone. It's like I always wanted to do things alone and do things on my way. And then now I've learned that it's actually better if you do things with people and do things together with other people. It's like thriving together because that's how we're built. We're built for social connections and we're built to connect with other people and not do things alone. That's like the saying, it's like no man is an island.
Yes, okay.
Exactly.
So, okay. So that's the end of the first section of this live interview. We'll move ahead with the next one, which is our topic actually, which is how to express your thoughts clearly. And since this is in English, we are talking about expressing our thoughts in English. So go ahead, take it away, Darius.
Hi, so yeah, I think when it comes to expressing your thoughts in English, one thing that I could tell you is that you really need to expose yourself in the English language. And if you're also familiar with, if you're familiar with the IELTS exam or the International English Language Testing System exam, there's actually four parts in that test. There's listening, reading, writing, and speaking. And when it comes to speaking in English or expressing your thoughts in English clearly, it all comes down into these four English communication skills. So you have to train your ear to listen to words, because the words in English, they're sometimes they're not pronounced as word by word. So sometimes they're contracted or I forgot the term, but it's like they're being joined together. So, for example, a native speaker would say, instead of saying, what are you doing? Instead of saying, what are you doing by syllable, because that's how we're used to in the Filipino language, they would just say, what are you doing? So you see the difference. There's what are you doing? And then there's what are you doing? So you have to train your ear to listen to these kinds of phrases or listen to these kinds of nuances that they do in speaking the English language. And another thing is to read, of course, read books, especially English and English books. And start, when it comes to reading, I would like you to start with the thing that, with the topic that you are interested in. Because if you're not interested in reading something, then you will just get bored or you will just not continue with it. So it's better to look for a topic that you're interested in. In my case, I'm really interested in personal development. That's why I've bought books about leadership, communication, and productivity and habits. So these books contains the topics that I'm interested in, and they are the books that I would like to read. So start the reading habit and also start with what you are interested in. And the third skill is writing. So there's this book by Julia Cameron. It's like The Artist's Way. And she taught how you can, her advice is to, whenever you wake up, when you wake up in the morning, write your thoughts on a single page or in a 1-3 pages every day. And I've tried doing this, and I sometimes wrote in, sometimes write in Filipino or in English, but then there are also times that I write in pure English. And then after a few months, I go back to the journal entries that I've written, and then I would see that, oh my, I didn't know I committed grammatical mistakes in those in those journal entries. And that's all right, because as you grow, you will still you can still learn and improve over time. But if you're not writing now, then how will you improve? So it's I think the trick is always starting now and doing things now, and get better along the way. As for the fourth one, which is speaking, so just like what I've been doing, I actually challenged myself to two short videos for 30 days. And then now that I'm enjoying it, I've decided to just continue doing it. So maybe you can also start with that. You can, when you want to practice speaking, you can just go ahead and record yourself using your phone. And you can even turn the phone around so you won't see your face while you're recording it. Just imagine that you're talking to a friend and just letting your thoughts out. So it's like if there's a written journal, this can be your video journal. And it's something that you can look back to after a few minutes and then also see how you're doing. And one of my mentors in Toastmasters actually taught me this great trick that I think can help you as well. It's muting the audio of your video and just watching yourself while you're on mute, and you can see you can see the nonverbal cues that you're doing. And then after that, just listen to the voice, to your voice, and then check what are the things that you can improve on. For example, can you improve on your pronunciation or your enunciation, diction, things like that, and your the content of your speech. So it's all about getting better at these four core skills. I think that's being done in all different languages as well. So there's listening, reading, writing, and speaking. So when you do this, at least doing something every day that contributes to your learning, I think that's already something that can help you get better in expressing your thoughts clearly. And another thing you can exercise is, or you can try, is doing a table topics, or that's what we call it in the Toastmasters, but it's also called impromptu speech, just so you can practice your expressing your thoughts in English. So you can have a question. It's like a random question. You can also download the question app for Android. That's what I've done. And then you just read the question and then express yourself and then record yourself. So as you can, if you do this, you're actually exercising the listening skill, because you're listening to yourself, and then you're also speaking. And then by the time that you're done with that, then you can write about your takeaways, write about how you can improve your speaking and your skills, something like that. So I think it's because now I'm beginning to realize that being better in English takes habit, or you need to develop a habit that you can, an example. So here's an example. So whenever I watch a TV series or a video on YouTube, and then I encounter a word that I don't know the meaning of, or a difficult word that I encountered, the habit I have is that I immediately pause the video and then search for the word's meaning on the dictionary or on Google. And also look at the meaning and then try to use that word in a sentence. And that's how I learn new words. So maybe you can also try that as well and get in the habit of always on the lookout for new words to learn in English. And yeah, I think that's it for my tips on how you can express your thoughts clearly in English.
Yay.
Love those tips. I hope more students are listening tonight, because those are really helpful tips.
Yes.
Remember, Sis Cons, back in the day, we used dictionaries to search for word meanings, but kids now are more blessed, because in a snap of a finger, in a click, in a single click, they'll know right away the meaning of any word that they're interested to learn.
You can just say, Google, what's the meaning of
yes.
this word?
Exactly. But back in the day, we have this thick dictionaries with us.
I remember in high school, you have to bring, in English class, you have to bring your own dictionary. And then my classmates would bring two volumes because I remember there's a
Tagalog English and English.
My goodness.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Yes. So, actually, you can connect with Darius. I believe, are you doing that in your Facebook group where you do some of those you just shared in your Facebook group?
We're doing learning one new word a day in my Facebook group. So I post one new word a day per day. So and then they can comment and then use their use the word in a sentence.
Ooh, okay. Nice. We'll discuss that later. Just stay because we still have another section for this live interview. We are really abusive
of our guests.
Yes. So
take advantage.
So we still have a fast Q&A session. So Sisbel, take it away.
Yes. So after the English lessons, we go to the more difficult section of our interview, the fast Q&A. We call this the fast Q&A round. So this is just an either or type of question. So whatever comes to your mind, just say it right away. So first question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
I speak every language in the world.
And obviously, that is what that is expected.
I want to be a polyglot.
Yes. Trevor Noah, I think, is one. Anyway, last movie or series you watched?
What's the title? Suits.
last song playing on your mind, your LSS.
A Million Dreams.
Teleportation or flying?
Teleport.
Last book you've read?
Don't mention it. This one.
By?
This one? Don't mention it by Dr. Dupes. So word skill and word skill.
Oh, still related, right? Still related to communication. Next question. Top three people that you follow?
Jan Pagulayan, Carlo De Leon, and Miguel Campaner.
Yes. Yay. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
TGIF. Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Last but not the least, if you could ask God one question, what would it be?
What else? What else can I do?
Oh, that's a pretty loaded question, but that's a good question. That's the best way to end this fast Q&A round. Thank you for playing along.
Yes.
Yay.
I will share our viewers comment from Andrew there. Thanks for mentioning the Table Topics app as an effective icebreaker tool to help one think on their feet.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
Yes. Again, back in the day, we don't have those apps. Remember on English class?
And I'm
class,
not familiar with it. Sorry.
In English class, the teacher will have a sort of a bowl.
Flashcard?
No, it's a bowl with pieces of paper on it with topics. Students will pick one, and then you're required to speak for at least 5 minutes on that topic. So it's really nerve-wracking. So good thing there are already those apps available.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, but they, go ahead.
They can also join maybe later. They can freely join a Toastmasters meeting if they want to try their hand at table topics as well.
I see. Actually, that's actually a challenge for our children right now because most of them are speaking in English. So I dare them to do those things instead of English, but in local Filipino language. So
yes.
For example, yeah, I challenge them. Yeah.
I remember one of the comments in one of the videos I published before is that instead of talking to adults, it's actually better to talk to kids these days because they're better in speaking the English language.
Yes, just by simply watching those series, you know, some parents are getting surprised why their children are suddenly speaking in English without them teaching their kids.
That is actually true because my nephew and my niece are suddenly speaking in English without my siblings teaching them English. So I was kind of asking them one time, this is a no speaking English
zone
section. Yes, zone. I was kind of bullying them sometimes. So anyway, any last piece of advice for our aspiring freelancers or service-based entrepreneurs?
So I think the one thing that I could leave you tonight maybe is to always be curious. Always have a desire to learn things. And because I've also embraced this mindset that I'm a lifelong learner and I'll never stop learning. I'm learning every day. And I always, before, I'm always comparing myself to others. It's like, they already have this and they already have that. They already did this, did that, something like that. But then I learned that the only thing that you need to compare yourself to or your present self is your former self or your previous self. And also to look at the gain instead of the gap. I learned this from Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy. It's always looking at the gain that you have. It's like you're already you've already accomplished things, and because we tend to look at the gap, like this is the success that we want to achieve, and then we're here. But then we also tend to forget that we're already a step closer to our goal, and we've gone through some things. So if you're someone who's transitioning to freelancing, remember that you already have the things that you need to be a good freelancer or a good online entrepreneur, because you already have the skills. You just need to focus on that skill and strengthen that skill, and that's what you can offer to your clients instead of looking to learn another skill that you don't know or you have no idea of. Try starting with your strengths and focus on your potential instead of your limitations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very, very helpful.
Yes. Don't focus on the gap.
Yes,
anyway.
And don't mind the grammar Nazis out there.
Yes. I was actually...
a grammar Nazi.
Yes, I was a grammar Nazi. And, I think it started... can I share the story?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Sure.
When I applied for a call center job, one of the interviewee told me to pronounce the numbers 1 through 10. And then when it came to the number 3 or 3, I pronounced it as 3, like the 3 with leaves and branches instead of with the TH sound. And these days, I still struggle in pronouncing that word. And then I think that's where it started. Like whenever I see before people making grammar mistakes, I would correct them right there and then. But then as I go through life, I realize that it's okay. It's okay to make these mistakes, and we're not here to be perfect in terms of grammar and vocabulary, but we're actually here to connect and communicate, because that's more important than grammar. It's communicating and connecting with people instead of being perfect in the grammar, but you're not actually connecting on a deeper level.
Yes, actually, that's one of our discussions. So Sis Conce and I were talking about that topic, that we noticed that it's us Filipinos who are really conscious about grammar and all, but really our foreign clients are not really putting that much importance on how we construct our sentences.
Yes, and sometimes they stuck. And sometimes those Americans are not even familiar with their own with their own grammar, like the simple your when do you need the apostrophe re so anyway,
so
that's another
topic. Yes.
Oh, here's a confidence, or it's like something that maybe can help with their confidence. So did you know that Europeans, if they take the IELTS exam, they would actually score lower than Filipinos, I think, because they're so used to speaking their language and they're not that technical. Because I think it's just with us Filipinos that we're getting too technical with things.
Wow, that's a good trivia.
Yes.
Filipinos can easily adapt.
Yes, I agree. So, of course, this is the moment where you can promote anything. Arius, go ahead.
Oh, so yes. There's a podcast that we're working on. And so once everything's done, we'll be launching it on the officially launch it on 31st of this month. I think that's a Monday. So, but you can already listen to the trailer on Spotify. You just need to search for English Kapa, the podcast. And also, you can feel free to connect with me on Facebook. That's my Facebook is Darius Mark, or facebook.com/DariusMark. And I also have a YouTube channel called Darius Mark as well. And on TikTok, my TikTok handle is @DreamMakerZone. So I'm actually producing short videos and publishing them to these platforms. So if you're someone who wants to learn about, or who wants to get better in your communication, or because I'm also interested in stoicism and habits and productivity. So there will be times that I will also talk about those things. And that my TikTok is like my tagline there, is sharing what I'm learning from reading. So I also share things that I've learned from reading and also from the coaching programs that I'm in.
Yeah. So feel free to visit the links in the description, but I will still add Darius other social media, because I don't think I have that. So I'll ask Darius, but the podcast is already there. His Facebook is already there, as well as your Facebook group.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
The link to my Facebook group is in my profile's pinned post. So the group is called Exclusive English Confidence Club. So inside the group, there's a learn one new word a day challenge. So for 60 days, you get to learn one new word a day. And then every week, every Tuesday, I host the English Hour. It's just 1 hour per week, and we just talk about different things. So there are themes per week, and it's just a safe space for you to practice your English speaking skills. Because there are a lot of courses out there, and they're all about grammar, vocabulary, and things like that. But the English Hour is all about being able to practice speaking in a safe environment. And then if you also want to attend a formal meeting, I also invite you to SETC and Friends Marikina Toastmasters Club. There's a meeting there's a meeting twice a month, every second and fourth Saturday of the month. So there's a meeting this coming October 22nd from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So you can also connect with me, and I can send you the link. Or you can also visit Setsi and Friends Marikina Toastmasters Club Facebook page for the Zoom link.
Yay! Toastmasters.
So for our viewers, feel free to share in the comment section what was your favorite tip during this live session, or what is your biggest takeaway from Darius' tips there. So we hope that you'll join us again on Monday for another live praise and worship session. This is not about freelancing. Mondays are for worship. Thursdays is all about freelancing. But we do hope that you also support us tomorrow at 7 p.m. Philippine time for our Cheeky Hits Cheeky Hits Festival in our sessions live page. Anyway, thank you, Darius, so much for your time, for those tips. And again, for our viewers, if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure that you do. And of course, again, check my book about how to start your virtual assistant business. Just go to conniezabala.com/VA book. And before we end, let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so that's it for us. Thank you, Darius, again. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast
by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.